City on 92. Kim, 92.
It is midnight Monday, right, Patman says?
Midnight Monday, when the filing day closes.
And Jack says he did talk back down here. He's standing right here. Let him tell you, son. Didn't sound very good. Just a minute.
Mr. President, I talked to Frank Irvin. He said, number one, that John was determined that unless Yarbrough had some opposition, that that he was going to resign and not run for re-election as governor, and that he had asked Joe Kilgore to hold off his announcement until Monday because he'd get a better press release on Tuesday morning.
Would he do that if Don Yarbrough didn't run against him?
I asked that question, and it was Frank's judgment that he wasn't sure, but he thought that John was determined that Ralph should have opposition. But I think if Don got out of the race, we'd have it'd be a whole new ballgame.
Well, I think that's what we ought to try to do.
And one other thing, that the suggestion I've mentioned to him, I said, well, heck, if Ralph Yarbrough gets reelected, it's possible that he might even get appointed to the bench on a year or two after he'd been reelected. That's what he'd like to have anyway. Frank didn't say anything about that.
Hmm. Okay, anything else?
No, sir. I one other thing. I have Fred Bellin waiting out there.
I want to see him.
All right, you want to see him?
Yep.
I'll tell him to wait. Yep. All right, sir.